Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, what's good? Welcome to Wake Up With Love. I am so glad you chose to start your morning with us today. This is a sacred space cultivated with spirit, heart, and purpose designed to support you in becoming the greatest expression of the massive blessing you came into this world to be. So let's get into it. Yes, 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 y'all. What is good? Love Batista here, the people's preacher, with a beautiful message of the day. Just was driving in a car this morning and sharing just beautiful visions of what we're building with my brother. And my spirit started pouring through the roof and his started lifting through the roof. And then all of a sudden we were soaring together. And the vision of the boy in me, that knew he was the preacher, he was the people's preacher, the boy in me that was 6 years old looking up at the priest being like, wow, he's doing a good job trying, but he ain't doing it. And he has this room of people that are paying attention. And it seems like he's sleepwalking through this mass. And the people in the audience look like they were sleep during walking through the mass, like if they were just showing up to check it off their list instead of showing up remembering the reason for breathing, showing up needing to get water to sustain them through the week until the next time at the watering hole. And there was a thing in me. Do you know, beautiful people, that as a boy I was told I couldn't cry, but the one of the times I remember crying is when a priest was leaving. There was a priest that I deeply connected to, that I understood the message in, and was able to provide water. When I knew that he was leaving the parish, there was something of a loss within me, a mourning, that was able to break free and give tears. And so here I am this morning driving, and I'm realizing that you watch my Southern Baptist preachers, and they're up on that stage, and they're dancing, and they're screaming, and they're whispering, and they're crying, and they're laughing, and the whole time the congregation is 100% in step with them, having their own experience of aliveness and all of the facets of it. And I was like, to do. And then how do I do that? How do you be a preacher with no congregation? How do you be a preacher with no one to wind up or to pump you? I felt like I was like a little house in the prairie. They'd go to that old red pipe where you have to pump that thing like 30 times. And then once you pump it, it's flowing with water. I was like, if no one pumps me, then how do I prove that there's water in this well? How do I prove that there is something worthy of being pumped, of being loved, of being trusted, when all I receive is suspiciousness? And then I realized, you know what, folks? The suspicion was in me. The church divided me from the word of God, from my ability to listen to it, to trust it, to be able to say, the Creator is saying to me. How many times do you hear a person say, the Creator said to me, and you throw up a red flag like, oh, really? You can hear the Creator? If we're honest with ourselves, I believe we can all remember that. And it's because we were disconnected from our ability to listen to that which we are a part of. We are nature. And we are kings and we are queens. That doesn't raise us above our brothers and sisters globally. It puts us on the same ground as them. And we remember that we can touch the earth and that we are given dominion to protect everything we see. We were given the conscious awareness to be able to choose to destroy or to lift up, to bring balance or to interrupt it. And so my whole life, I've been asking permission to be love. I've been asking permission to be light. I've been asking permission to be connected. So the message for today is, most people in your life, they come for a reason or a season, but there are only a few people in your life that would rather lay down everything worthy for them than to create treason upon the bond that you have created. They would do anything than to allow any splinter of disharmony to come between the love that you have for each other. Those are few and far between bonds. And if you have it in your life, people, I pray that the moment you're done listening to this, you reach out and you lift it up and you call it in close to you. It is a bond that you see between mothers and their children constantly. But how many friends or loved ones do you have that are willing to honor the sensitive nature of your relationship that is completely being bombarded by misunderstandings from without? How many people in your life that are willing to go to the depth of a conversation when harmony has been broken and being willing to go wherever you need to go to restore it? How many people call you when they realize they've trespassed on you, consciously or unconsciously? How many people do you have in your life that speak it straight to you, have courageous enough to speak what they need when they need it, play games of the two-tongue, trying to get their needs met in manipulative ways, but know that you are someone that if you have it, they have it. And if they have it, you have it. Rare as fine wine, my beautiful folks. And so today I'm giving notice, love is going crazy for love. What you've witnessed up until this point is love needy for love, saying, please pump me, please use me, please let me love you, please get that my sensitivity is a superpower, and that when I sense something is off, I'm going to reach for harmony. Well, that day is done. If you've proven to me you're unwilling to value the love in me, the sensitivity in love, you will no longer be invited close to me. You will meet a barbed wire that has a code of conduct. And if you're unwilling to pick up the weight of true love, of true health, of true honesty, and it's not love's rules, it's our rules. When love is present, we are peaceful. We are joyful. It doesn't matter the conditions. Nothing externally matters. When we are truly in union with the divine and each other, we feel a jubilation of spirit. So I'm not asking you to trust me. I'm asking you to trust the voice inside of you, the feels. You are a perfect feedback loop. And when you come home to yourself, the love within your heart and the truth of the child within you, we remember we are all children trying to find our ways back to the beginning, to the time when life made sense. And that's speaking to the ones of us that have had the blessing of being even for a day to stay within that peace. Because there are children in this world right now being born right into the misunderstanding from the moment they hit conception within the wombs. The first sounds are not the loving voice of their mother saying, I love you. It's the chaos from around them. And so we have work to do, and I am not overwhelmed. I am not overwhelmed. I am overwhelmed with an opportunity to shine light as bright as possible. The thing I love about Trump is that he is unapologetically himself. And that is rare as fine wine. And although I lament for the misunderstanding that drive that authenticity, I say, well, let me scream just as loud for love, for light, for truth. And let my scream be the governing factor. Because if you want to come around me and silence my love, you better be careful, because you're going to hear the skin off your back raise when the love pumps through my brain with the brave heart scream for liberation, for love, for light, for honesty, for what is meaningful to reign true again. We are building a world that works for everyone, and harmony is unity without conformity. Come as you are, in your authenticity, in your authority, in your sovereignty, and be recognized as such. I greet you from this point forward as a free person. I greet you from this point forward as a free person, and I accept nothing less in my presence. So receive my notice for what it's worth. Receive my invitation for what it's worth. I am the greater good guardian. I guard the harmony with every function and hair of my being, with every breath in my lungs. I want you to feel safe, loved, and seen, and courageous enough to be everything you were born to be. I greet you as a free person. You have a blessed Monday. All right, beautiful people. Thank you for listening. If you were moved by what you heard today, you know what to do. Like it, share it, spread the love around. Until next time.